to leave at 10:30. Okay, yesterday we started a rich topic. The Gemara assumes that there's a major difference between Chavi Krisis and Chavi Lavin. We said yesterday in Siman Kufnun Zayin, second Chelik Yerdeya, in connection with Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that by the Gimel Averus HaChamura says the din of Yehareg Vayavar, and the Yehareg Vayavar Gimel Averus HaChamura is Avodah Zarah, Gilei Rais and Shvichas Damim. So Rabbi Kivege points out over there, he quotes Achreinim who say this halach, it's Muskam, that you only say Yehareg Vayavar by Chavi Krisis. Chavi Laban is called Yisuridiyya, it's not called Gilei Rais. So we have another two dinim that depend on Gili Arayas. Another din is all learned out from Sukkim that ain't Kiddushin Tovsin b'chavi krisis. We paskin Kiddushin Atovsin b'chavi lavin. Well, I was going to spend a lot of time on Choftes on the base about Rebbe Akiva's opinion, which we don't accept. We paskin like Shimon Atemani and the Mishnah Yivam is daf mentes that ain't Kiddushin that havlad mamzer and ain't Kiddushin Tovsin is only by chavi krisis, not by chavi lavin. So there are three dinim where chavi krisis are unique. Chavi krisis are different. One din is Yehareg Vayavar, one din is Ein Kiddushin Tovsin b'chavi krisis because Gili Arayis, and the third din is that the Vlad is a mamzer. That's a question whether the Vlad is a mamzer means mamzeris is created whenever one was in violation. That's the definition of mamzeris. Mamzeris is created whenever the couple was in violation of the din of Gili Arayis, or maybe there's a different definition. So that's a discussion for some other occasion. But bottom line, basically, these three dinim depend on Gili Arayis. The Gemara is working on the assumption, the whole sugya here, on Chof Tesam and Beis Lamanot, the Gemara is working on the assumption that all the Tanoim must agree that there is a case for Kiddushin Atovsin Be'isha Hu Asura. Like we hold only by Chavi Krisis and Kiddushin Tovsin Machai V'Lavin Kiddushin Atovsin. Rabbi Kiva holds and Kiddushin Tovsin Machai V'Lavin, but there must be a case where he also agrees. So the Gemara had one opinion, only Chavi Lavin D'She'er. Rabbi Kiva only added on to the Chachamim, it's Chavi Lavin D'She'er if it's a relative where there's an Issa Lav, where there's no Issa Karis. But let's say in Iser Grusha Lekayin, or what else is an Iser Lav? That's Chavi Lav and the Lav de She'er. And my name Ayavi, Lo Yav Amani Mayavi Bikal Hashem. So let's say a regular Jew marries, a Jewish girl marries Amani Umayavi. Will the children be Amani Umayavim or will they mamzerim also? So that's a machloikis within Rebbe Kiva. We paskin it's only chayv elavin. There's no chorus. So of course it won't be a mamzer. But the question is, I'll leave it Rebbe Kiva. So the one version was the Rebbe Kiva only says by chayv elavin the she'er. Where do you have chayv elavin the she'er? She'er means a relative. Where do you have a relative who's usher? You're not allowed to marry the relative, and there's no chorus. Where do you have such a case? A relative that you're not usually all the she'er. Ishi shall call share episode of Sikhul Galasarishus. There's always curries. Where do you have a Chai B'Lavin, the She'er, where there's no curries? Soto. I don't know if that's called Chavin. I don't know if that's called She'er. She's not also because she's a relative, she's also because where do you have a relative who's us? Machzik Gerushasai. That's a good question. I don't know. That's a good question. Why is not Chavi? I don't know. Maybe it is. The Gemara has in Yevamos. The Gemara has a case Chalutzasai. The Gemara has Chalutzasai. If my brother died and he left no children, so I'm supposed to do either Yibum or Chalitza. So let's say I choose to do chalitza. So after I do chalitza, so the Gemara says you're not allowed to do yibum. Kivin shalabana shuv liyivne, because when you do the chalitza, you say kochi yasali shasher lo yivne es beisachiv. So the Gemara, the Torah Shavah Peh, takes out the phrase lo yivne The Gemara says that there's a law. Kivin shalamanish uliyivne. Once you do chalitza, you're not allowed to do yibum. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, ein kiddushin tovsin b'chalutzasa. Once you did chalitza, you're not allowed to do yibum. So that's a chavi lavin the share. So one version of Rabbi Akiva has it. He didn't say all chavi lavin make mamzeris. Only chavi lavin the share. That's only chalutza. Maybe machs the grushasa. I don't remember. You have to look in the Gemara. The next version has it that according to Rabbi Akiva, all chavi lavin, even the lav the share. Let's say Amoinim Ayovi. Lo Yehova Amoinim Ayovi B'kal Hashem. A Jewish girl marries an Amoinim Ayovi. So not only will the children be Amoinim, whenever you have a marriage and one of the parents has a psul, Mamzeris, Amoinim Ayovi, so the Mishnah in Kedushin says, Havlad Ha'olach Achar HaPogam. The child will carry over that psul. So not only will the child be an Amoinim Ayovi, according to Rabbi Akiva, according to the second version of Rabbi Akiva, the children will be Mamzerim as well. Because that's a chavi, even though chavi lav and the lav d'sher, still chavi lav and the lav d'sher, that's the second version of Rebbe Akiva. I think there are four versions of Rebbe Akiva. Here on Daf Chav Tes and Beis, going over to Lav Zaman Aleph. Rebbe Akiva holds that there are more cases than Shimon HaTimani. We pass like Shimon HaTimani, Shimon HaTimni, however you pronounce his name. So we paskin, it's only a Vlad Mamzer, and Kiddushin Tobson only depends on Chavi Krisis. Chavi Lavin, the Vlad is not a Mamzer, and Kiddushin Atobson. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees, so there are four different versions of what Rabbi Akiva said. So the first version was, he only said his opinion of Chavi Lavin to share, which is a very limited area. Then the next version is, not. He even said Chavi Lavin the Lav to share, let's say Amoni Mayovi, the children will be Mamzer, but he never said it by Chavi Lavin the Kuhune, Isuri Kuhune. Because that's a lav shein eshova bako. The Gemara has a third version. The Rabbi Akiva said it even by chayvei lavin, even by chayvei lavin de kuhuna. A kohen marries a grusha. So we know the kohen marries a grusha. The children are chalolim. Chalol means empty. Emptied out from kedushas kuhuna. If it's a son, he can't be makir karbonis on the mizbeach, and he's permitted to marry a grusha. He's permitted to go to the cemetery because he's emptied out from Kedushas Kuna. A Cholol doesn't have Kedushas Kuna if it's a girl, so a girl is a Cholol, is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So we usually think, like the Pasuk says, if a Kohen marries a Grusha, a Kohen Gadol marries a Cholol. But the children will be Chololim, but they won't be Mamzerim. So one version of Rabbi Akiva has it, the third version of Rabbi Akiva, that even Chavi Lavin de Lav de Sher, even Chavi Lavin Sheina Shova Bakol, even Isuri Kuna, Chavi Lavin de Kuna, also makes Havlad Mamzer. But everybody works on the assumption that there has to be a case where there's a prohibited marriage, that there is Kiddushin Tovsin. So the Gemara says, what could that case be? So the Gemara says, Bu'ula Lekangol. Habula Lekangol. Because Habula Lekangol is only an Issa Essay, Sheina Shova Bakol. If a Koyin Gadol marries an Almona that says, a lav, he's not allowed to marry an amon. A kohen hedyot marries a grusha, that's a lav. A kohen gadol marries a ba'ula who has never married before. So she's not a grusha, she's not an amona, but she's not a basula. Okay, so the pasuk agrees, kim basula miyama v'yikachisha, basula v'lo ba'ula. So if the kohen gadol marries a ba'ula, it's an isa asay, but it's not even an isa lav. So again, so we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, we paskin like Shimon HaTimani. The vlad is only mamzer, and then Kiddushin Tovsin if it's Chavi Krisis. And within Rabbi Akiva, who adds on more cases, were Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Bahavlad Mamzer. So there are four versions. The first version is Rabbi Akiva only said it, the Chavi Lav and the Sher, that's by the Chalutza, maybe Masik Rushasa also. You have to check in the Gemaras and Yevamas. The next version, no, Rabbi Akiva said it even by Chavi Lav and the Lav the Sher. Even by Amoni Mayovi, the children will not only be Avlad Holach Achar HaPogam, not only will the children be Amoni Mayovim, the children will be Mamzerim as well. But by Chayvi Lavin, the Kahuna, Rabbi Kiva never said it. There he agrees, the children will only be Mamzerim, the children will only be Chalolim, they won't be Mamzerim. Then the third version was, no, the Rabbi Kiva even says it, by Chayvi Lavin, the Kahuna, he also says that the Vlad will be a Mamzer, Koyin marries a Grusha, and God marries an almana, the children will not only be chalolim, emptied out from Kedushas Kuna. Chol means empty vacuum, empty space. Emptied out from Kedushas Kuna, the children will be mamzerim as well. So where is there a case that Rabbi Akiva agrees that Kiddushan Atovsin Be'isho Asura? Everybody holds there must be such a case. And Gemara says, oh, Chavi Yasei, Shein Eshova Bakol, the Be'ul of the Kangoro. Why does the Gemara work on the premise that there has to be, all the Tanoim agree, there has to be a situation where Kiddushan Atovsin Be'isho Asura? So the Gemara in, I think it's the Gemara in at the end of Kiddushin, the Gemara in the beginning of Tmur, the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk, and next week's Sedra, in the beginning of Parshas Kiseitze. How does Kiseitze begin with the din of Yefas Toyar? Then after Yefas Toyar, Rashi quotes from the Medrash, from the Gemara. We don't recommend the soldier should marry the Yefas Toyar, because Sofo is no so. He's not going to love her. And then the next Parsha says, Kiseyen Alish Dein Nashim, the Torah says if a fellow is married to two wives, one is Ahuva, one is Snua, and the older the Pchor should get Pishnaim is from the Isha Hasnua. So one might have thought mistakenly that if the firstborn child, the Bchor who's entitled, should have been entitled to Pishnayim. It's when the wife has Asnua, he would have thought that he doesn't get the Pishnayim. The Torah says, you have no right to do that, he does get Pishnayim. Why would I have thought that the child, what kind of a Havamin is that? Why would I think that because the child's mother was the Snua, so the child shouldn't be entitled to Pishnayim? So the Gemara says, Snua means, Ahuv and Snua doesn't mean the husband loves this wife and he doesn't like that. He doesn't have Shalom Bayis B'davim. Uva means Ahuva Lefnei Amokim. The Snua means Snua Ben Yisrael. She's Snua Lefnei Amokim. He married a woman whom he wasn't permitted to marry. And the Pasuk says, Kisihien Eliyish. Kisihien means Havaya. Tvisis Kiddushin, like it says over here. Veloisihi Eliyisha. Veloisihi means to be married. Havaya means Tvisis Ishus. Tvisis Kiddushin. So the...
Why can't Rabbi Akiva even
So just because what you would have thought that what that the child was born in Anida, that's not called Snua. Let's say Snua Bidisa would mean, let's say, a Soita. I don't know. That's a good question. But before we get to the question, let's finish the sentence. So the Pasuk says, that's how the Gemara says. The Pasuk says, Kisiyen Ali Yishtei Nashim. He's married to two wives. Not that he has one Jewish wife, one non-Jewish wife. That's not called Kisiyen. Kisiyen means that there is Tvisis Ishus. He's married to two wives. And one of them is Ahuva, one is Snua. Doesn't mean he doesn't love one of them. No, he doesn't love one of them. So why would I have had a Havamina that the child shouldn't be entitled to Pishnayim? Means one of them is Snua ben Yisrael. The marriage was prohibited. He wasn't allowed to marry her. One is Ahuva, Lefnei Amokim. Ahuva ben Yisrael. So one would have thought that since this marriage was a forbidden marriage, even though Kiddush and Atofsin, would have thought maybe the child is not entitled to Pishnayim. There is such an opinion in Rishonim that if the child is a mamzer, he doesn't get Pishnayim. Some Rishonim say like that. The Shulti Gibborah Man Yevamos quote such an opinion. We don't really hold like that. We don't accept that opinion, but there is such an opinion. Because the Pasuk only tells us that the child is entitled to Pishnayim despite the fact that his mother's marriage with his father was Snua Lefnei Amokim, but it was Kiddushin Tofsin. But if it's a mamzer, it means that it ain't Kiddushin Tofsin. So then you don't, at Kedekach, you don't have a Pasuk. So that's why one of the Rishonim quoted by the Shulti Gibarim, one of the Rishonim says, Taka, that if the child is a mom, so he doesn't get Pishnayim. So that's the Pasuk that the Gemara is working with. You see from the Chumash that there is a situation where a woman's marriage is forbidden, and still a Kiddush and Atofsin. So according to us, we Paskal like Shem and Atemani, so you have the whole category of all the Chayvi Lavin, Kiddush and Atofsin, Chayvi Lavin. Shad is according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is Mo Machmer. So according to all the four versions of Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara assumes there has to be a case of a forbidden marriage with a Kiddush and Atofsin. So the first version of Rabbi Akiva was very restricted. He only says that by Chayv Lavin Desher, by Chalutza. That's the only Chayv Lavin Desher. Second version, he says that by all Chayv Lavin, even Lav Desher, even if it's not a relative, but not by chai b'lav in the kahuna. And even according to the third version, the Rabbi Kiva says that even by grusha l'koyin and chalut grusha l'koyin and almana l'koyin gadol, but he wouldn't say it by chai b'esei shein shavu bako. By the koyin gadol who marries a bula, he wouldn't say. So he asked a very good kasha that the Gemara says. Let's say the way we paskan la'alocha, that the vlad from chai b'krisis is a mamzer. So what about the vlad from a ishta nido? A boal anido is an isa koris. So Gemara has a pasuk that that's an exception to the rule. That let's say the kala wasn't able to go to mikveh before the wedding, so the din is kiddushin atopsin. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. That's an exception to the rule. Even though the woman right now happens to be anido, kiddushin atopsin benido, and because kiddushin atopsin, so the vlad is not a mamza either. That's what someone raised the question yesterday. What does that mean? We usually have all the three things go together. We have Yehorg Valyavar only applies to Chavi Krisis because it's Gili Arayis. Chavi Lavan is only considered Isuri Bia, it's not considered Gili Arayis. And then Toli Zebizet is also Enki Dushin Tovsin and Avlad Mamza. So when we say that by Nido, despite the fact that this Kori is Kiddushin Atovsin Benido, the Kala didn't go to Mikvah before the Chuppah, Kiddushin Tovsin, and the Vlad, if one is Baalishta Nida, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Does that so clearly Nida is an exception to the rule? Even though there's Karetz, it's an exception to the rule. So it's an exception to which rule? It means that it's not called Gili Arayis. Eating Chametz B'Pesach also has Karetz. Eating on Yom Kippur has Karetz also. Doing Malach on Shabbos has Karetz. The Fatima Sakhtaris has Karetz. The whole the Lamed Vav Krisis on Muris Batara. Not every case that has Karetz is called Gili Arayis. So the question is, what about Boal Anido? You say Boal Anido is an exception to the rule, despite the fact that the Skaris the Vlad is not a Mamzer, and Kiddush and Atofsin, that means that Nido is not called Gili Arayis, so you wouldn't say Yehorg Valyavar. So if someone holds a gun to my head and he says, you be boiled in Nido, I shoot you. So the din is that Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche. That's what it means, that Boal Anido is not called Gili Arayis. Or do you say, no, it's an exception to the rule, that despite the fact that Isa Nida is Karis and it is called Gili Arayis. Nonetheless, the other two are the exception to the rule, that the Vlad is not a Mamzer and the Kiddusha not Tovsim. So that's a big machlekes harishayim. Rabbi Natam in the Sefer Yoshar, there's a Taisis on the first Mishnah in Yevamos, on Beis Amar Al. So the Taisis on the first Daf in Yevamos quotes a part of a Rabbi Natam. You look in the Sefer Yoshar, you have it more Barich. Sefer Yoshar was written by the Rabbi Natam. Most of all the Taisis and where Taisis quotes the Rabbi Natam come from the Sefer Yoshar. The Rabbi Natam writes in the Sefer Yoshar, he has a whole hoichocha that you don't call Nido Gili Arayis, and the din is that you don't say Yehorg Valyavar. It's an exception to the rule that despite the fact that it's an Isabia with Kuris, it's not called Gili Arayis. And the Rambam seems to hold not so. The Rambam writes several times, Anida Bechlal Harayisi. The Rambam sounds like he holds, he do say Yehorg Valyavar by Nido. And it's an exception to the rule that even though it is Gili Arayis, and you would say Yehorg Valyavar, the other two dinim don't go along. You don't say Ein Kiddushin Tovsin, and you don't say that that Havlad Manzer. That's the Shaila, how should we paskin lahalochis? And Yerideya, the Mechaber quotes the Tshuvas HaRamban, who is working with the assumption like the Rambam, that Nida is Gili Arayis, and you would say Yehorg Valyavar, and the Ramban and the Tshuva discusses the details. How far do you go with Yehorg Valyavar? There was a case that was written up, the lawyers have a separate newspaper where they write up a judge's decision. So they had, years ago, there was a famous fellow, he wrote a lot of Svarim, he passed away already. So he took a girl out on a date, he didn't marry that girl, took a girl out on a date, and they were at a Ferris wheel. And then it was 6 o'clock, so the guy turned off the electricity and went home. And he was stuck with the girl on top of the Ferris wheel. So they started screaming, let us down. They didn't hear the guy at home. So the girl said, she's not going to let us stay here. It's an Issa Yichud. So he said, so what do you, the boy said, what do you want to do? You're going to get killed. You can't climb down. So the girl said, no, you're not let us stay. Yehorg Valyavar. So she started climbing down the Ferris wheel. Needless to say, she broke a leg. And she sued the company because she wasn't allowed to stay there. And the company said, Mishugana, who tells you to climb down? Stay there in the next. So we'll pay you for your inconvenience. We'll return you $2.50 that you paid for the ride. But we're not going to pay for your broken leg. Who told you to break a leg? So she brought an expert witness to testify. that not only did he say Harig Val Yavra, actual Anida itself is a mother. The girl was Anida. She wasn't an Issa Karis. The guy took her out on a date. He didn't marry her. So the expert witness testified a lot of things. That the Anida is Yuharig Val Yavra, that's a machlekes the Rabbein and Tam and the Rambam. So that was the expert said like the Rambam. Then he said, not only did he say Yuharig Val Yavra, not only did he say Yuharig Val Yavra, not to violate Issa Bia Benida, he wasn't gonna touch the girl. Even Yichud, you're not allowed to have Yichud together. That's called Abizrayu of Gili Arai. He's not allowed to have Yichud either. With a Nida, and that's also Yuharig Val Yavra. So they wrote this up in this special newspaper, I forgot what it's called, where they have all the judges' decisions for the court cases. It has the guy's name. He's a famous person. He wrote Svarim. I think they made him pay. I think they made the company pay for the damages based on the expert witness who gave his opinion. Yeah.
Abizrav
Gilei Arayos is a machloikis and a stirin shulchan aruch, how we pass them. The two simonim, one near the other. One is kufnin zayin, one is kufnin hey or something. So there's a contradiction in shulchan aruch. So that's a question itself. How do you pass them? Whether you say Yehorg Val Yavar only on the Gilei Arayos itself or on all other yisurim that relate to Gilei Arayos, like Yichud. So the expert testified all of this. Questionable whether the din is correct. Okay, it's a shaila din, what the din is. So you ask Agut Kasha, how did the Gemara know that there has to be a case, even according to Rabbi Akiva, that Chayde Esse de Kahuna, a Kohen Gadol be'ula, where there's only an Iser Esse, Kim Besula Mayam Avikachisha Besula Velo Be'ula, how does the Gemara know that there has to be a case, according to Rabbi Akiva, has to be an Iser Esse, Sheina Shava Bakol, Iser Esse of Kahuna, that the Gidushan Atovsin, maybe Rabbi Akiva holds any Gidushan Tovsin. And the pasuk that says Kisiyan Aliyish goes on a nida. So I answered, it's a good question. So I answered, I think that part of the answer that I said is reasonable, that the pasuk says, Hachas ahuva v'hachas snua, snua ben Yisrael. So you can't say that a nida is snua ben Yisrael. She happens to be a nida. Every woman is sometimes a nida, sometimes not a nida. You can't say that that's snua ben Yisrael. But the question is, on the other case, the Gemara says there are two. Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Mem Tes, there are two cases that everyone agrees that the Vlad is not a mamzer. So one of the cases is Ishta Soita. The Ishta Soita, a man is married to a woman and she's Mizana Tachas Bailo. So that's a Soita. There's a Soita Vada and then there's a Soita Sofik. So we're usually used to speaking about a Soita Sofik. Soita Sofik means the husband is choshed his wife that she's having an affair with someone else. And there was Kinu Yastira. Kinu means Hasra. He warned her out history in Mishploni, because I'm choshed you. And then she had stira, she was misyachid with the person. So then the Torah says he has to bring his wife to the Beis HaMikdash and give her the Maim Hamorim, and that'll be mevarah whether she's Muteris Lebaila or not. That's a Soita Sofik. Then you have another case of a Soita Vadai. There are witnesses who testify the woman had an affair with someone else. So if the woman had an affair, then it's a lav. Then the Pasuk, the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, there's a lav. Saita Sofik, there's only an Isa Rasei that she's not allowed to live with the husband. Pasuk says the word Vinitmo appears three times. So the Gemara says Vinitmo three times. One means Asura Labaila, one means Asura Laboil, and one means Asura Betruma. So if the husband continues to live with his wife after she became a Saita Sofik, he was supposed to bring her to the Beis HaMikdash, they should drink the Maim Hamarim, and he didn't yet do it. So then the Gemara establishes there's an Isa Rasei. What if he knows Bavadai? He was Bavadai, the wife was Mizana. So that's a Soita Vada. Soita Vada, the Gemara says, there's a lav. So he asks, how did all of... So the Gemara says, by Soita Vadai, everyone agrees Kiddushin Atofsin, and the Vlad is not a mamzer. So he asked a very good question. How did the Gemara know that there has to be a case, even according to the fourth version of Rabbi Akiva, that even Chavilav and the Kahuna, Sheina Shavu Bakol, even a Grusha Lekoyin, In an Almana Lekoyin Gadol, the Vlad is a mamzer, yeah, that's because it's a Chayvei Laban de Kahuna. But if it would be an Iser Esei de Kahuna, like a Be'ula Lekoyin Gadol, Rabbi Kiva has to admit that there is a case with Kedushan Atovsin Be'ishim Asura, because of the Pasuk Kisiyen Aliish, says Kisiyen Aliish means Tvisis Kedushan, Hawaii means Tvisis Kedushan, and it says Achas Snua, Snua Ben Yisrael, and it's a forbidden marriage. So you see that the bul of the kongo has to be at least the case bul of the kongo. According to the Gemara, that's the one and only case that the Pasuk is talking about. The Gemara asks, that's what the Pasuk, Kisiyena le'ish, the ish is only one person, the kongo. And the Shtei Noshim, the Hachasnua is only one man, kis, the case only exists once in there. Only a rare case. The husband, Kisiyena le'ish, husband is the kongo. And the Achasnua is a bu'ula the kongo. That's the only case. So he says, why do you have to give it such a rare case? The Gemara asked, isn't that surprising? That's the pshat and the pasuk, according to the fourth version of Rabbi Akiva. It only goes, kisiyen liish, the ish means a kaingodl, achasno means that she's a bula. One case, one rare case. The Gemara says, you have no choice. According to Rabbi Akiva, the pasuk pushes itself in the corner. It can only go on that case. So he says, give a simple case. A couple is married. The wife had an affair with someone else. She's a soita vadai. And the husband doesn't divorce her. And that marriage is snur ben Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Kiddushin Atovsin. She remains married to the husband. Or even if he divorced, then he remarries her. The Kiddushin Atovsin be Ishtai Saita.
How could the
Kohen
Gadol have two wives? Isn't it Beso? He has to be only one
Chibur Ba'adu Be'a Beso? That's a good time.
How could you have a case where you have two wives? The whole goal of Al Tanai, all these things in Yuma, at the beginning.
The Rambam writes, Kohen Gadol is not allowed to have two wives. Based on that pasuk, on the first daf in the first perek in Yuma, the Gemara says, V'chipa bada bad beisa bais echad, v'lo shnei batim. Kohen Gadol can't have two wives. The Rambam is masig on the Rambam. He says, there's a beferish pasuk in Divrei HaYomim that says that the Kohen Gadol had two wives. He says, only a din on Yom Kippur. He can't have two wives. He has to get rid of one of them. Once he gets rid of one of them for Yom Kippur, then he can't remarry her. She'll be a grusha. A Kohen can't remarry her. That's what the Rabbi Tainus against Ram. He says, a beferish pasuk in Divrei HaYomim, that there was a Kohen Gadol who had two wives. On the bottom of the page, in the Rambam and the Rabbi, so they write the Magia. And who was the Magia on the Rambam? Maran Padua, I think. Maran Padua was the cousin of the Ramo. So he printed a Rambam, his Hagos, on the bottom of the page. It was his comment. That's a standard edition of the Rambam. That's the Hagos of the Maran Padua. Padua, he was... His name was Katzin Ellenbogen. He was not a Sephardi, but he was a rabbi in Padua, in Italy. So there was a non-Jew also printed, had a printing press, and he also printed a Rambam. He didn't have the Hagos of the Maran Padua. He printed a Rambam. He was selling it for less than the Maran Padua's edition. So the Maran Padua sent a letter to his cousin, the Ramo, who lived in, where the Ramo lived?
Krakow.
In Krakow, that he should help me. Aser the Jews from buying the edition of the Goy. So the Ramo wrote a famous tshuva, a long tshuva, giving us around five reasons why no one's allowed to buy the Goy's edition of the Rambam until first his cousin sells all of his editions. So one of the reasons that he gives is that the Gemara says, the Gemara in Ksubis, in the second parak, quotes a pasuk, Al Tashkin Bo'alecha Avlo. Where's that pasuk? In Mishlei. Al Tashkin Bo'alecha Avlo. You're not allowed to keep a Sefer She'ena Mugo in your library. If you have a Sefer Torah, any Sefer that has mistakes in it, you're not allowed to keep it around the house, because you may look at the Sefer and you'll make a mistake in din. So he says, the Maran Padua is Rambam is Muga. You have the Hagos of the Maran Padua. The Hagos are so slight. That's one of his five reasons why you're not allowed to buy his edition of the Rambam. Anyways, on the bottom of the page, in the Hagos of the Maran Padua, on the bottom of the Rambam, so he writes, Apella on the Ravid. The Ravid says it's a pasuk in Divrei HaYomim that says that Kohen Gadol was married to two wives. He said it doesn't say that. It says that Kohen Gadol read a shidduch to someone else. He married off a guy to two wives. But it doesn't say, it says Vayasi. It doesn't say Vayisa. It doesn't say that he married two wives. He married someone else off to two different wives. That's his tiny. But that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. Okay, according to the Rambam, it means he did be Yisr. The Kohen Gadol did a double Issa. He married two wives, and one of the wives was a bula of the Kohen Gadol. He's not following the halacha. So he asked the Gute Kasha. How did the Gemara know that has to be a case like Kohen Gadol be'ula, that Kiddushin Atovsim, because only Issa Rese, Eina Shava Bakol, Issa Resev Kuna? Why did the Gemara say that Kisiyen Aliyish goes on a case? But if anyone is married to a woman who's a Soita Vadai, that has an Issa Lav, and they're Kiddushin Atovsim. Gemara says on Daf Mem Tes in Yevamos, Hakol Moed Molotan Oim agree that by Vlad Ben Anido, the Vlad is not a Mamzer, and Kiddush and Atopsin ben Ido, even if the Kala didn't go to Mikveh, he gives the ring Kiddush and Atopsin. And the Gemara says, HaKol Moedim B'Soita L'Baila, that Kiddush and Atopsin also, based on a Pasuk. I don't know, that's a very good Kasha. The Kasha should, we really ought to look, this Kasha should be in Rishonim. That's a very good Kasha.
That would be a Shabbat
Bakol? That would be a Shabbat Bakol, yeah. And still, that Gemara has that. That's an exception to the rule. Need is also Shabbat Bakol, and it's an exception to the rule. That Kiddush and Atos and the Vlad is not a Mamza. So by Soita Labailo also, it clearly is an exception to the rule that Kiddush and Atosin and the Vlad is not a Mamza. Yeah.
Can we say that by Soita?
Could be. Could be that that's a good answer. I don't know. Could be. But I'm saying the kasha is a very good kasha. Could be that that's a good answer. Okay, so let's start again the parrot. What are we're learning about oinus. Oinus and mevata. The Mishnah has oinus. So part of the punishment of the oinus is he pays chamishim shekel kesef and lo si eliyisha lo yuchel l'shalchel kol yomah. So the Mishnah tells me a chiddush that the Mishnah later in the Perek says that if the woman is an Isha who asura alav, let's say the man was ma'anes, amamzeres. So the pasuk says v'lo sili Isha only if it's b'isha haru alav. That's on lamed tes hamid aleph, the last line in the Mishnah. If the woman is asura alav, let's say he's a kohen, he was ma'anes a grusha, or he's a kongadol, he was ma'anes an amon. He's not allowed to marry her. So the din of v'lo sili Isha doesn't apply. That's a beferish in the Mishnah. The Gemara Mem Amar Aleph raises the question, why shouldn't it apply? Why shouldn't I say, Eser Dechal Esese? So the Gemara gave an answer. We spoke about that briefly yesterday. I'll have to learn the Gemara Mem Amar Aleph. So here on Chof Tesam and Beis, the Gemara points out that this is a big machlekes hatanoim, what it says in our Mishnah. That Eile Nari Sheishlam Knas, a man is ma'anis a girl, even she is an Isha who asura olov. Let's say the Kohen Gadol was Ma'anes an Almana, the Kohen Hedyot was Ma'anes a Grusha. So despite the fact that there's no mitzvah of Lo Yisei Le'isha, you still have the din, you have to pay Chamishim Shekel Kesef. So the Gemara says, not all the Tanoim agree. The Gemara says on Chof Tes and the Beis that there are two Tanoim who don't agree with everything that it says in the Mishnah. See, the Mishnah has Abu Al Achoso. If the man is Boal, Eishesish, there was a Chi of Misa, then you say, Kom Levi Dirab Minei. But if it's on Boal Chavi Krisis, and there's no Isa Misa, so then the Mishnah sounds like it says that there's no Kom Levi Dirab Minei. Chorus doesn't patter for a moment. Okay, so the Mishnah says, not only is there a din of Knas by Mamzeres and Asina, in a almanu the kohen gadol and a grusha the kohen hedyot, there's even habo al achosav al achosaviv. Even when there's an isa kares, there's also a chi of knas. So the Gemara points out that it's really a three-way machlokes hatanaim. We paskin like the Mishnah that in all the cases, both by chayvi lavin and by chayvi krisis as well, by chayvi misis is kam lebi derabine. So you don't pay the knas. But if it'll be chavi lavin or chavi krisis, even though there's no mitzvah v'lo yisei l'isha, nonetheless the Mishnah says you do pay knas. Then the Gemara quotes on Amud Beis two tanoim who say something similar but not identical. Shimon HaTemani or Shimon HaTimni, however he's supposed to pronounce his name, Shimon HaTemani and Reb Shimon ben Menasseh. So they both disagree with the Mishnah, but on different parts of the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Lapuki Mahaitan in the middle of Chof Tes Amud Beis. Gemara says that our Mishnah is in disagreement with the following two Tanoim. Lapuki Mahaitan, the Tanya, Veloisi Eliisha, Shimon Atemani, Ame Isha, Shiesh Bo Havaya. The only time you're chayef to pay Chamishim Shekel Kesef Oynes, if it's possible to have Tvisis Kiddushin with the woman. Isha Shiesh Bo Havaya, Veloisi Eliisha, Tihya has the connotation of like kisiyen alish. Kisiyen alish means tvisis kiddushin. Havai means tvisis kiddushin. So Shimon HaTemani is the one who says that en kiddushin tovsim mechabi krisis. That's how we pass it. Kedushan atov semachavi lav, and then Kedushan dov semachavi krisis. So Shimon HaTimani only disagrees with half of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah lists off the second half of the Mishnah, Abalachos, Abalachasav, Abalachasim, Abalachasishtoi, all the chavi krisis. So the Mishnah says there's no kamla with the rabbinay. The Shimon HaTimani says, yeah, there's no kamla with the rabbinay, but you still don't pay Chamishim Shekel Keser because Veloy Seleisha doesn't apply. Veloy Seleisha means you only pay the Chamishim Shekel Keser if it would have been theoretically possible to have Tfisa's Kiddushin with the woman. And Chavi Lavin, he's masking with the Tan and the Mishnah. That there is Chamishim Shekel Keser, there is Knas of Oynes, even though there's no mitzvah. And then the next Tana of Shimon Ben Nasi Omer, Isha Haruya Lekaima, the only time you have to pay the Chamishim Shekel Kesev is in a case where the woman is muteris to the Ma'anes. Even if it's a Mamzeris Li Yisrael, or Grusha Lekain Hedyot, or an Almona Lekain God, it's only Chayvi Lavin, and theoretically Kedushin would be Tovsin. But still, the whole din of, it's one package deal, either you have all or you have nothing. Since you don't have the mitzvah of Eloi Seile Isha, it's Isha Sheni Ruya Lekaima, so you're not mechuyif to pay. So our Mishnah rejects both Shimon HaTimani and Shimon Ben Menasya. And the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to know, my benayu, the Gemara Chof Tesam and Bey says, what's the difference between Shimon Ben Menasya and Shimon HaTimani? They both disagree with the Mishnah. The Gemara says, no. They disagree with different parts of the Mishnah. Shimon Ben Menasya disagrees with everything in the Mishnah. He says, whenever the Isha is any ruy lekaimo, so then there's no chiyuv knas. And Rab Shimon HaTimani only disagrees with the second half of the Mishnah. Isha sheyesh bahavai. If it's a chavi krisis and there's no tvisis kiddushin, so then it's ain bahavai. Then you're not chayv to pay. So then the Gemara asks, then the Gemara continues, that nafkamina that we say between Shimon HaTimani and Shimon Ben Menasya is only valid if you assume like Shimon HaTimani, l'shitosa in the Mishnah in Yevamis, on Daf Mem Tes, that chavi krisis ain kiddushin tovsin, Chayvi Lavin Kiddushin Atovsin. What if you hold like the other Tanoi, Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva holds that Ein Kiddushin Tovsin is much broader, that there's a much bigger pool of people where it's Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. So is there going to be any difference between Shimon HaTimani and Rabbi Shimon Ben Menasya? The Gemara says, yeah. All the days, according to all the four versions of Rabbi Akiva, there is a case, that's what the Gemara in the end of Kiddushin, the Gemara, beginning of Temura, says, it's based on that pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Kisetzi. Kisiyen Elish means Tfisas Kiddushin Havaya, and one of them is Achasnua, one of them is Anisha Huasura. And there is possible, the holidays, it is possible to have Tfisas Kiddushin with Anisha Huasura, but there'll be different, the four different versions of Rebbe Akiva. That's how the Gemara has. Four different versions of what Rebbe Akiva said. Shaila is, we pass in la'alocha like Shimon HaTimani, that en kiddushin tovsin is only by chavi krisis, but chavi lavin kiddushin atovsin. So we say, but chavi krisis, that's called gili arayis, and you say all the three dinim, yorg vayavar, en kiddushin tovsin, and avlad mamza. What do you say, according to Rabbi Akiva? Whatever version of Rabbi Akiva, four different versions of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says the same thing. Whenever it's en kiddushin tovsin, according to all the four versions, it's going to be yorg vayavar. Even just by Chayvi Lavin, he holds all Chayvi Lavin, according to the first version, only Chayvi Lavin the share, according to the second version, all Chayvi Lavin that are Shavu Bako. Rabbi Kiva holds that you would say you heard by Yab in all the cases, except for Bula Lekain Gorom. Or maybe Rabbi Kiva doesn't agree with this basic premise. We pass like Shemin Atimani, so called Ein Kedushin Tovsin, Barayas. And Chavi Krisis is Gili Arayis is Chavi Krisis. Chavi Lam is not called Gili Arayis. Maybe Rabbi Akiva holds En Kiddushin Tovsin Be'isho Ha'asura. Maybe it doesn't depend on, maybe he also agrees that Gili Arayis Vayihark Valyava purposes is only Kores. And maybe Benegeit En Kiddushin Tovsin is a different definition. En Kiddushin Tovsin Be'isho Ha'asura Be'isho Psula En Kiddushin Tovsin. Not necessarily be Gili Arayis. That's the shayla. That's the Shabbos. So Rav Velvel Soloveitchik has a sefer on the Rambam. So he discusses this topic. They say Rav Chaim Shmulevitz made fun of Rav Velvel Soloveitchik. That is not a theatrical term for a person that does know Yevamos. The question, you got to know Yevamos in order to take a stand on this. What's Pshat in Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says, the same as Shimon HaTimani? that whenever Tzen Kiddushin Tovson means that that's called Gili Arayis, and you heard, well, Yavar Noli, every case with Tzen Kiddushin Tovson, it's Gili Arayis. No, maybe hold Tzen Kiddushin Tovson, Misha Ha'asura. That's the Shaggy. So some say it depends. There were four versions of Rebbe Akiva. According to the first version of Rebbe Akiva, he only says Enki Dushin Tovson and the Vlad and Mamza Bechai Belab and the She'er. So there he's extending the category of Gili Arayis. She'er means a relative. So Chalutzasai is a relative who was Asura. And it started off with an Issachoris. She started off as Eshesach. Started off with an Issachoris. So even though after she becomes Kukali Yavam, there's no longer an Issachoris, but it only boils down to an Issalav. So maybe there Rabbi Kiva holds that Chavilam and the Sher, that's called Gili Arayis. But once you move on to the second, the third, and the fourth versions of Rabbi Kiva, that's really harder to say. The Rabbi Kiva holds that all Chavilavin, Amone Mayovi, is an Issa Lav. Layav Amone Mayovi is an Issa Lav. So that's Gili Arayis. Why should it be Gili Arayis? So that's questionable. That's a question. What exactly is Shitas Rabbi Kiva? Okay, so the Gemara has on Chavtes on the base. There are three Shitas. We pass like the Mishnah. The Gemara says a whole series of psukim. The Mishnah says, not only is there a din of knas by kshera, even by chayvi lavin, and even by chayvi krisis. Even by chayvi krisis, where it's enkidush and tofsin. One could have said, well, lo yisi elisha havaya. You only have to pay the knas if it's possible to have tfisis kedushin. So we have ribuyim that even by chayvi lavin, even by chayvi krisis. And then the other two tanoim don't agree with different parts of the Mishnah. So Shimon Atei only disagrees with the second half of the Mishnah. But Chayvi Krisis, Ein Bo Havaya, then there's no Knas. And Shimon Ben Menasseh disagrees with the whole Mishnah. He says only by Isha Ksheira, by Isha Psula, where there's no mitzvah, but Lois Eli Isha, because by Isha Shein Rui Lekaima, there's no mitzvah, so then there's no Chiv to pay the Hamishim Shekel Kesef. So that's the gist of the beginning of the Sugi here. So now let's see the Mishnah. So the Mishnah gives you Chidushim, even in a case where the woman is Asura and there's no mitzvah, but Lois Eli Isha, you still have to pay the Chamishim Shekel Kesef. So the Mishnah gives an example, Habo al Hamamzeres v'al Hanesina. So Mamzeres is a pasuk in Chumash. We know what the definition of Mamzer is. There's five different opinions. There's six opinions. There's we pass like Shimon Atimani. So Mamzer depends on Chayvi Krisis. Then Rabbi Akiva, there were four versions within Rabbi Akiva. Each version is Moisif Moa. Each version is Moisif Moa. And then there was another Tana there in Yevamos Nadav and Tes Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is the biggest makel. He says the Vlad is only Mamzer by Yeshis Ish, but not by all the Chayvi Krisis. So we don't accept Rabbi Akiva's Chumras, we don't accept Rabbi Yeshua's Kulis. The Mishnah says, Alachi Keshem Arateimani. That's the Mishnah there in Yevamos Daf Mem Tes. And Tosis has a fascinating comment on the Mishnah. We pass like Shemen Atimani, not because the Mishnah says Halacha Kishemen Atimani, Halacha Gitvara of the Mishnah says. So Tosis says, no, the Gemara has a klalin, Yesh Nechlin, Ein Lemeidim Halacha Mipi Mishnah. If the Mishnah tells you what the din is, you don't necessarily have to follow the Mishnah. So Tosis says, we pass like Shemen Atimani, not because it says on the Mishnah, because it's Mucha Chemeni Gemaris that the din is like Shemen Atimani, but not because it says it in the Mishnah. Okay? Ein lemeidim halacha mipi Mishnah. Okay. So fine. So Mamzeres, we know what it is. We pass like Shimon Atimani. We reject the four versions of Rabbi Akiva. We reject Rabbi Yeshua. We know what a Mamzer is. Mamzeres, Shay. So Abola Mamzeres does pay knas. What's an Asina? What is an Asina? So Rashi explains that a group of people, Zainumas, have a special place. We have a special place in our heart for the Zainumas. Who are the Zainumas? Chiti, Amor, Rafis, Ayusuf, Akir, Goshi, who else? Chivi. Knani. So the Zainumas. What's the special place that we have for them? Achrem Tachrimen. Vaisachai Kol Neshama. Special din. The Rambam writes that the din no longer applies because Bosa, Cheret, Bilbal, Eskola, and Kulai. So no more Zainumas. Okay. So these, if you have one of the Zainumas, one of those nationalities converts and it becomes Jewish, we call them Nesinim. Where does the word come from, Nesinim? So the Pasuk says a story in Sefer Yoshua that a group of Kenanim came to Yeshua ben Nun before he conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. And they said they want to make peace with the Jewish people. They understand that they want to kill everybody in Africa, and they're from a foreign country far away in Africa, and they want to make peace. So Yeshua ben Nun says, we don't want to kill everybody, only the Zainumas. Are you from the Zainumas? So they said, no, we're far away from Africa. So he made a peace treaty with them. Then the next day he found out that they fooled him, that they were from the Zainumas. So because Kinishbu lahem Roshe Hoeda, because they had sworn to them, it was a shvua betoyas. The shvua wasn't binding. It was all shvua was based on misinformation. But because the Gemara says it will be a chil Lashem if he would violate the shvua, so they didn't kill him. They didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Lo yischai kol neshama anem hachrim tachrimim. So it says vayitam Yehoshua lechot veyetsim v'leshoav v'mayim. Yeshua ben Nun penalized them that they should act as servants for Bnei Yisrael. So we call them Nisinim because Vayitnem Yehoshua, because of that lashon. So what's the din of the Nisinim? So you're not permitted to marry a French girl converts. You're allowed to marry her. Years ago, there was a whole story. Amram Blau used to be the head of the Natura Kaita in Yerushalayim. So they had in all the newspapers when his first wife died, he married a Gioris, a French nightclub dancer. They wrote about it in all the newspapers. So everybody was stumbling. How can he marry a nightclub? So he said he became a Tzuadak, a Mechemet HaShechrur, and he wasn't allowed to marry a Jewish girl. Tzuadak not allowed to marry a Jewish girl, so he had to marry a Gioris. He had no choice. So she was there, Afruma. Anyway, so if a French girl converts, you're allowed to marry. A Spanish girl, a Puerto Rican girl converts, you're allowed to marry her. But if one from the Zainumas converts, you're not allowed to marry her. A boy or a girl, you're not allowed to marry them. That's called Nisinim. So what kind of a prohibition is this? Is this Anisa Derais, Anisa Derabbanan? This is the famous Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, that comes up in a few Masechtos.
That's according to everyone? that any of the Zainumas converts in sin, or some hold just after these that should Yeshua, but if he came throughout the word conquered Israel, they could have been taken normally and could have been...
There is a question. The Pasuk says that as you're about to wage war against the city, you're supposed to ask if they're prepared to make peace and to pay tax. So there's a Tosfos and Megillah has a discussion. Tosfos has a discussion of human sichtas. Whether that mitzvah, Karas Eilel Shalom, applies even to the Zainumas. Before the Muhammad began, did Yeshua ben Nun send letters to all of the Zainumas to try to make peace with them? Then the din of Lo Sechai Kol Neshama wouldn't apply. Or no. So that's a shail. I mean, if the din of Lo Sechai Kol Neshama didn't apply, so maybe the din that you're not allowed to marry them also shouldn't apply. I don't think so. I think even if you hold that the Karas Elel Shalom even applies to the Zainumas, like that one opinion in Tosfos in the first paragraph of Megillah, I think still the Zainumas, that's the Dinam and the Sinim, that you're not allowed to marry them. So here in the Makkas and other Masichtas, there's this Machloikas repeated over and over and over again several times, Rashi and Tosfos, what's this prohibition of the Nesinim? So Rashi always writes that it's only an Issa de Rabbanon. After all, they converted. Once they converted, they're Jewish. I mean, I'll tell you how to marry them. The whole prohibition is only with the Rabbanon. But Haraye, Rashi quotes, the Gemara says, David Gozar Aleihem. Kid Yaminan be Yavamas. Rashi quotes the Gemara, Yavamas Dafayin Ches. What does it mean, David Gozar Aleihem? So Tosfos elaborates on it. David Gozar Aleihem is the same thing as Yeshua was Gozar. He repeated the same thing. Yeshua goes, they have to serve Bnei Yisrael like Avodim. So David would repeat it, that Gzerah. The Gzerah of Yeshua was only for a couple of generations. Gzerah of David was even for later generations. So the prohibition that you're not allowed to marry the Nesinim is not because of intermarriage. They converted. They're Jewish. The Pasuk says in Chumash, "Lo yischatnu bam, bitcha l'sitan benos, bitcha l'sikach l'vnecha." That goes, Rashi says, that goes benochri yusam. You're not allowed to intermarry with a non-Jewish person. But any non-Jew who converts, even from the Zaynumas, once they convert, so they're Jewish. So in Torah you're allowed to marry. We have dinim amoyne mayavi, we have dinim mitzvi v'edoymi. Okay, amoyne mayavi is allowed, mitzvi v'edoymi is an isires, until doshlishi, yovalai mekal Hashem. Okay, but anybody else who converts, you're allowed to marry. So this, Rashi holds, the Zaynumas in his gairum, in Torah you're allowed to marry them. Rabbanan, because Yeshua was Geyser Abdus and David was Geyser Abdus, so it's an Iser. You're not allowed to, a Jewish man is not allowed to live with a Shivcha Knainis. A Jewish woman is not permitted to live with an Eved Knaini. Yeah. When David was Geyser Alayim, let's say a non-Jew converts, and he's Jewish now. So the Bezdin decides to be Geyser Abdus on him. They can take a ger and convert him into an Eved Knaini. They can't convert a ger into an Eved Knaini. So what do you mean? Yeshua was Gozer Abdus Davos Gar. He was Gozer Shibut, that the Meshubah to work. That's like a poil. A poil is Mechuyiv to work, like an Eved Ivri. Person sells himself as an Eved Ivri. So here they never sold themselves. The Bezin has the power, Hefka Bezin Hefka. So the Bezin was Meshabedem. So strictly speaking, there is no Iser of Shivcha Knainis and Eved Knaini. Shivcha Knainis is if you have a non-Jewish woman who converts l'shem Shivcha Knainis, and Eved Knaini converts l'shem Eved Knaini. So he was never mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. Eved Knaini is only mechuyev in mitzvahs keisha. But once a non-Jew converts, the nesinim, once they converted to become Jewish, they're chayev in all the taryag mitzvahs, not keisha. So you can't, the bezin can't make them into an Eved Knaini with hefker bezin hefker. It's along the lines. That's what Tais points out. It's not a real din of Eved Knaini, Shivcha Knainis. Similar to. So the Rashi holds that's only midirabon. Rashi holds that the Isin Isina is only midirabon because the Pasuk loises chatan bam goes on intermarriage, benochri yusam, calls man that the person is not Jewish, you're not allowed to marry with him. Tosis is not happy with Rashi, so Tosis points out.
The Rabbeinu Tam who had the kasha and wasn't in Dhamma to shift, but what do you say about that? Rashi seemed to go with the fact that he understood in Rashi that he was
Gozer Mamish
to Shivcha.
Gozer like a Shivcha. That's what I said. You can't make a real Shivcha. You can't take a person who already converted. After he converts, you're going to make him into an Eved Knaini or a Shivcha Knainis. Shivcha Knainis, Ein Kiddush and Tovsem Shivcha Knainis. This girl was Jewish already. So what are they going to declare? She Hariat Shivcha Knainis. You can't convert a Yisrael, a Gioris, into a Shivcha Knainis. Unless when she was converted in the first place, when the very said she was Mizgayer, Shem Shivcha Knainis B'Shvuish, which is not the case. They all converted the Geiris Gemura. And then Yeshua was Geiser and David was Geiser Abdus. So it's along the lines of Shivcha Knainis. It's a make-believe din of Shivcha Knainis. So again, so Rashi holds that the Pasuk Loses Chatan Bom goes Benoch Yusum. That's the mocker for the prohibition of intermarriage. How serious is the prohibition of intermarriage? In case anyone is interested in intermarrying. How serious is the Issa? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, I think around Afpei Besa, so the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Treyosar that is Kores. A man who lives with a non-Jewish woman has Kores Medibri Kabbalah. It means, in Chumash it never says, in Chumash it never appears. Dibri Kabbalah means a pasuk from Nevi'im or Ksuvim. It's called Dibri Kabbalah. Gemara has an expression, Divi term, Divi Kabbalah lo yafinu. So that's how Rashi translates, Divi Kabbalah. The question, I pronounce the word, Kuf Beis Lamanei, Divi Kabbalah. So Rashi says the word is Divi Kabbalah because all the psukim and the Vi Maksuvim they had the Kabbalah from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because when the Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, in the end of Parshas Kisisa, I think, Alei Alei Hahora, climb up again to our sin, Vetn Chos Luchas Ha'Eben, Vator V'Hamitzvah Shokasavti Lahoi Roi Som. The Gemara says, Luchas Ha'Eben, Shnei Luchas Ha'Bris. V'Hatoira is the rest of the Chumash. V'Hamitzvah is Torah Shabal Peh. Shokasavti refers to Nevi Maksuvim. Lahoi Roi Som refers to Mishnah in Gemara. So everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. So all the Psukim and Nevi'im Maksuvim, the history was not given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Whenever the Nevi'im said an idea, Hashkofa, Allah, all of that was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rashi writes in Chulin that's why it's called Dibri Kabbalah, because whatever the Nevi'im wrote, everything in Nevi'im Maksuvim, was B'Kabbalah from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Yevkara lived in Sfat in the 1500s. At that time, there were only Sfardim. There were no Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael. So one of the contemporaries of his was the Mabit, who was on the Bezin together with him, and they had a lot of disagreements. Halach of Ma'aseh, Shmita, other machlekes, and they had. So the Mabit wrote a sefer, Beis Elokim, a sefer on Hashkafa, Emuna, that many later Svarim quote. Nice sefer, they sell it all the time in the Svarim sale. Nice sefer to read. So the Mabit was a Sfardi, so he davened Nusach Sfard. So he's bothered with a kasha. The Gemara says the first brach in Birchas HaMozen was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu, until Azanas HaKol. So he said, how can it be? It says, Ka'amur, Pesechus Yadecha Mazbi Alachol Chai Rotzai. That's in Tehillim. So Tehillim didn't exist in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu say, Ka'amur, Pesechus Yadecha? So he says, the word Ka'amur was added later. He said, Pesechus Yadecha was B'Kabbalah in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything in the V'Maksum, anything that Dovin HaMelech says, any halacha or any concept that it appears in Nevi'im Maksum, everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and when the later Nevi'im, or the Bali Ruach HaKodesh, whenever they said it, they're saying over things that were the Kabbalah. That's what he answers. It's called the Kabbalah. On the first daf in Baba Kama, the Shita Mekubetzes has a different pronunciation of the word. When the Gemara says, Divi Tarm Divi Kabbalah, Lo Yafinon, so the Shita Mekubetzes writes that the correct pronunciation is Divi Kivolah, not Divi Kabbalah. Divi Kivolah means words of complaint, that the function of a Navi is to give Tochacha, to give Musa, and to scream at Bnei Yisrael. So he says that the Divi Torah, Divi Kivolah, Lo Yafin, and the Nevi'im are called Divi Kivolah. Ksuvim is not called. Rashi says the Nevi'im Uksuvim are Divi Kabbalah. Anything that it says Nevi'im Uksuvim was a Kabbalah from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. On the first daf in Bava Kama, I think Gemara has that lashon, Divi Torah, Divi Kabbalah, Lo Yafin, it's on the margin. They tell you, look in the Rashi, in the end of Chulin, where Rashi reads it Kabbalah, and he says they had everything but Kabbalah from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Shita Mekubetzes has the other pronunciation and the other interpretation, Dibre Kivvalah. So Nachamal, so there's a pasuk in Treyosar that the Gemara quotes in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Beis, that a Boal HaNochris, man lives with a non-Jewish woman, this Yachris Hashem Leishahu Erviyoino, is Chayv Koris. The Gemara says, what do you mean? A Novi has the right to invent a new chorus? And the Gemara says, no, they all had it B'Kabbalah. Everything the Nevi'im. A Novi is going to come up with a new punishment of chorus. So he's a Novi Asheker. The only Novi we listen to is the only Novi whose words are binding. L'doris ha-Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara in the first Megillah quotes the Pasuk, the concluding Pasuk in B'chukosai, which is practically identical to the concluding Pasuk in Parshas Masei. Like Chinuyim, that says, Eila HaMitzvos HaChukim HaMishpatim HaShatziv HaShem Es Moshe B'Har Sinai El B'nei Yisrael. Umar says, Mikan, from this Pasuk you see, She'enov Rashal HaKadosh Dov HaMeyata, no other Novi, after Moshe Rabbeinu, do we believe if he comes up with a new idea. The Nevi'im can't change. Zas HaTar Lo'asei Mochlefes. Moshe Rabbeinu is the only Novi who says Dinim that are binding L'Doris, and every other Novi only says Hayru HaShoah. That's by definition. Nevo is only L'Hayru HaShoah. Moshe Rabbeinu had some things that were also Lahiru Asho. To knock on the neighbor next to the neighbor's door and to ask for matonis before Yitzias Mitzrayim. That was Lahiru Asho. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Other things were only Lahiru Asho. Masnech mechagurim, na'alechem beraglechem, makelchem v'yetchem, chaltem osa b'chipozan, al-yetzi ish mit Pesach, Pesach at Boiker. So the Mishnah in Pesachim says, all the dinim about Korban Pesach Mitzrayim that were not noig l'daris. Moshe Rabbeinu had a lot of dinim that were Lahiru Asho. Also, Ayosim and Menu Abbaikan, that one should leave over the month till the morning. There were Dinam of Hirashah by Moshe Rabbeinu also, but like all the other Navim. But the only Navi who gave Dinam Ladaris is Moshe Rabbeinu. So if the Navi comes up with this idea that Boal HaNochris, Yachris Hashem Leishahu Koris Medim Kabbalah, so they should have given the death penalty to the Navi when he said that. What do you mean? You should be a Navi Hashaker. How can he change things? Gemara says, no, he said that. He just recorded in the Navi the din that was always Mekubal. The Gemara says the Dafyandi people just learned it in Ein Kot. The Gemara says, what about this din yet? Yecheskel HaNavi wrote a new din. Ados Yecheskel Man Amor. And before Yecheskel HaNavi said it, it was unheard of. So he should be a Navi Asheker. How do you listen to Yecheskel? The Gemara says, Gemara Gemirilo. Vas Yecheskel Vas Mechei Akro. The Torah Shabbal Peh always transmitted that. From the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they knew that there was such a din. Cheskel just incorporated into the Kisvei HaKodesh. The same over here, the Gemara says, they had always such a din be Kabbalah that a man who lives with a non-Jewish woman is Chayv Koris Mediri Kabbalah. It's recorded in Novi, it's recorded in Treyosa, but there's Koris. The other way around, the Rishonim say there's no Koris. A Jewish woman lives with a non-Jewish man, so there's no Koris. There are more Paskins in Yerideya, in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, the Simen about Yorg Val Yavar. What if they hold a gun to someone's head and they tell him, you have to marry, you have to sleep with this Nochris? So there are more quotes on Melchamas, quotes on Ramban in Sanhedrin, on the Daf Ayin Dalet, on the Daf of Yorg Val Yavar. Ramban says it depends which direction. If they hold a gun to a man's head, you sleep with the Nochris, that's Koris Dibri Kabbalah, so that's Yorg Val Yavar. But the other direction, a Jewish woman should live with a non-Jewish man, that's like eating chazer. That's like wearing shatnas. That's an isa. That's an isa. But it's not called gili arayis. Only one direction is gili arayis. I think the minhag always was that if a Jewish man would marry a non-Jewish woman, the relatives would sit shiva, they would treat it like, they would consider it like shmad. So the Rambam explained, the Rambam and the Rambam both explained, because the children won't be Jewish. If the Jewish man lives with a non-Jewish woman, they have children, so the children will be goyim. So Yimam bid bein la vayda zara. Yimoy lid bein la vayda zara. Ramban's Loshen in the Mechama says, is nasek in mechutin la vayda zara, as if he's marrying the vayda zara's daughter. When a Jewish man lives with a non-Jewish woman. But the reverse, if a Jewish woman lives with a non-Jewish man, the children will be Jewish. She's going to have a hard time. Her husband wants to go to church and she wants to go to shul. She's going to have a problem with chinuch habonim. Okay? Going to be a problem with chinuch habonim. But that's not Yoharg Val Yavar. That's an aver. That's considered an aver. One direction is much more chomer than the other. So I think the minig always was that if a Jewish man marries a non-Jewish woman, they consider that shma. That's only in the one direction. But in the other direction, if a Jewish girl marries a non-Jewish man, that's a new thing in America that some of the rabbonim started that you sit shiva there too. But in Europe, I don't think they ever had that. Maybe the case never came up. Maybe the women were more sheltered, but I think the old minhag to sit shiva is only the Jewish man marries a non-Jewish woman. Nachama. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi over here. Tosfos says that what Rashi said, loisis chatan bom, goes on intermarriage, living with a non-Jewish spouse, that's the Gemara's Havamina. But the Gemara Lamaskone in Yevamos Daf Ayin Ches comes to the conclusion that the verb, loisis chatan, cannot apply benachri yusam, ein kiddushin tofsin. How can you use a verb loisis chatan?
The pasuk loisis chatan is talking about specifically the seven hamim.
It happens to be speaking about the Zayinumas, yeah. So
that's Rashi's source.
The Gemara Kiddushin has a whole discussion. How do you know that there's a prohibition to intermarry with any other non-Jewish person? So a long discussion at the end of Kiddushin. That's a serious question. How do you know? Yeah. So again, so Tosfos picks on Rashi and Makkos, Perkele and Aloiken. A few Masechtos, Tosfos disagrees with this Rashi. Rashi is consistent and Tosfos is consistent. Tosfos always disagrees. They say what Rashi wrote is the Gemara's Havamina. That loises chaten bom goes benochri yusam, but the intermarriage. But lamaskana the Gemara backs up from that because the verb loises chaten doesn't make sense. Loises chaten only applies if there's tvisas issues, like the loshon havaya. Havaya means kisiyen aliyish means tvisas issues. How can you say loises chaten? So the Gemara says that you're not allowed to intermarry with a non-Jewish person. That's a different marker. This pasuk loises chaten bom has to go bigi rusam. After the Zayinum is converted, you can't say that any non-Jew who converts, you're not allowed to marry. That's ridiculous. Chumash singles out Amonim Ayavi Mitzvah V'Adoimi. Any other non-Jew who converts, you may marry. So what's the Pshat Loisis Chatan Bom? Lachash and his Gairu. So that's what Tosfos said. Quotes the Maskonos HaGemon, Yevamos Daf Ayin Ches. It goes on the Zayinumish and his Gairu. The Zayinumish and his Gairu, then there's an Isur of Loisis Chatan Bom. And that's an Isa Deraisa. I, the Gemara says, Beferish, David Gozer Aleim. And the Gemara says, Yeshua was Gozer for his generation. David was Gozer with Doris. So what do you mean they were Gozer? So he says, no, they were Gozer Abdus. They have to serve Bnei Yisrael. But he wasn't Geiza, the Iser Ishus was always there. From Ayman Hasina. That's the Pshat and the Pasuk, Lois Yitzchat and Bom. So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that the real maskana was like the Havamina. Rashi holds that based on other Gemaras, I don't know exactly where the other Gemaras are, Rashi somehow feels that what's by us printed in Yivamis Dafayin Ches, the maskana is not the final maskana. The final maskana is like the Havamina in the Gemara, that Lois Yitzchat and Bom really goes Benochri Yusa. And the Tesis says, not so. Lois Yitzchatan goes when there's Tvisus Ishus. Ben Achri Yusim, it can't go Ben Achri Yusim. There's no Tvisus Ishus. So the verb Lois Yitzchatan doesn't apply at all. The Ramban has a fascinating style. And Derech Halima, the Ramban often sifted through all the Pirushim of the Rishonim who came before him, whatever he had available. And he picked up parts of one Pshat, parts of another Pshat, and came up with the best of all the worlds. So Ramban comes up with a fantastic shita here. Ramban is on Yevamos, on the bottom of the Rif, and then Magen Mishnah quotes it on the side of the Rama. Ramban has like this. He agrees with what Tosfos said, that Lois Yitzchatan Bom goes Bige Rusam. That's the Maskana Sagamara. But he holds like Rashi that David Gozer Aleim and Yeshua Gozer Aleim, they were Gozer Abdus and Shifchus. And the Yisr is B'Torah Shivcha, not a real Shivcha. Can't take a Giyoris and convert it into a Shivcha Knainis. So Tosfos says, make-believe Shivcha. So the Ramban says, they're both correct. Rashi and Tosfos, they're both correct. He says, the Yisr of the Zainumish and his Gairu, Lois Yitzchat and Bom, Big Yerusam, is only Dor Rishon. That first generation, that person who converted, that's an Yisr Deraisa. So whom are they going to marry? So they'll marry Gerim. The Gemara has in the end the Kiddushin and Yibam, it says, Machlek Yisatanaim, Kahal Gerim Mikri Kohol, Kahal Gerim Lo Yikri Kohol. Whenever you have Psule Kohol, let's say, a Mamzer, Lo Yov a Mamzer B'Kahal Hashem. What does that mean? A Mamzer is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. But we Paskan La Lochet, it's Machlek Yisatanaim, we Paskan, a Mamzer may marry a Giyuris. The children will be Mamzer. You're going to have a problem. The children will be Mamzer. But a mamzer is permitted to marry a giyoris because kahal gerim lo yikri kol. When the pasuk says lo yov amanim mayovi b'kal Hashem means amanim mayovi is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl, but amanim mayovi is permitted to marry a giyoris. Or let's say p'tzua daka lo yov p'tzua daka b'kal Hashem. P'tzua daka is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. He's permitted to marry a giyoris. All the psuli kol don't apply to gerim. So let's say you have one of the Zainumas converts. So so according to the Ramban thinks that the Tosfos is right. That there's an Issa Deraisa, the Zainumish and his Gaira Lois is Chatmon. They're not allowed to marry a Jewish girl, but they can marry a Giyoris, or they can marry a Ger. Once they marry a Ger, then their child will be Mutalova B'Kohol. Why don't you say, Komokim Sheesh Kiddushin V'yesh Aver Havlad Holach Achar Apogum? Why not say, the Vlad should be a pogrom. Let's say a mamzer marries a giyoris. So the children will all be mamzer, even though it's beheta gomer, because one of the parents is a mamzer. So even though it's beheta gomer, kal gerim leik recall, but the children will all be mamzer. So the Ramban holds no, but over here it doesn't apply. Havlad holach achra pogrom means if there's a psul. Over here the psul is not a paslus that the nesinim have an iser. Apparently the Ramban thinks something like this, that a geirus on a non-Jew, if a non-Jew converts, it becomes a Yisrael Gam, it becomes Jewish. The Zainumish and his Gairu have an incomplete geirus. The Pasuk says, Lois Yitzchatan Bom, you're not allowed to marry them, a Jewish boy or girl is not allowed to marry Zainumish and his Gairu, because Legabi, a Yisrael Gomer, their geirus is incomplete, they have an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. For a ger or a giyoris to marry Zainumish and his gari, that's okay. As long as the other person is basically Jewish. Even though it's an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael, that's okay. So, but not that Nesinim, according to Ramban, it's not that Nesinim have a paslus that you should apply the principle and the Mishnah and the end of Kedushin, Avlad Holach Achra Pogum. It's not a pagam. It's not like Mamzer. It's not like Amoinim Ayovi, Mitzvi Vedoim. It's not a paslus. It's just that Zainumish and his gari, the geris is not complete. The Gemara there in Yevamos has an interesting discussion. On Daf Ayin Ches, on the same Daf, the Gemara has a din that a Kohen is not permitted to marry a Gioris. So what kind of a din is that? So the Gemara has a discussion. What if the Kohen is a Tzuadaka? Does he have the full Kedushas Kohuna? Kohen Tzuadaka b'Kedushasi Kohi? Allah b'Kedushasi Kohi? Does he have a full Kedushas Kohuna? So therefore he's not allowed to marry Gioris. Or you say, La b'Kedushasi Kohi. The Kohen Tzuadaka is permitted to marry a Gioris. A Shaila in the Gemara. We pass on La b'Kedushasi Kohi. The Kohen Tzuadaka is permitted to marry a Gioris. So what if a Kohen is a Tzuadaka, is allowed to marry a... The Kohen is a Tzuadaka, is allowed to marry a Grusha also? He's allowed to marry a Chalala. He's allowed to marry all the Psuli Kuna, he's allowed to marry. So that's a question. So I think in the Derech HaChaim Siddur, written by the Nesivis, usually has all the Dinim of Tefillah, but then he has other Dinim also. So I seem to remember that Derech HaChaim Siddur, I think he writes Lahokel, that a Kohen Tzuadaka is allowed to marry a Gioris, allowed to marry a Grusha also. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it wasn't correct. He thought that the Sugya in the Gemara was only a Kohen. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a Gioris because whenever a Ger is in his Gair, he gets almost a full Kedusha, so it doesn't have a full Din. There's always something lacking. So vis-a-vis a Kohen, a Gioris is considered like a Nochris. The Kohen has more Kedusha than Israel. He's not allowed to marry a Gioris. It's, as far as Kohen is concerned, it's like marrying a Nochris. So the Gemara says, Aloshin, if the Kohen is a Tzuadak, a Labik Dusha Sukai, he doesn't have a full Kedusha Skuna, so he doesn't have to marry a girl who has a full Kedusha Israel. Even a Gioris has an incomplete Kedusha Israel, it's also Mutar. So the Gemara carries over this Shaila. Kohen put Tzuadaka, if he's mutter, we paskin mutter, big Gioris, Israel Petzuadaka would also be mutter benesinim. But you wouldn't say Israel Petzuadaka would be mutter b'mamzeres. No, not mutter b'mamzeres. Only mutter benesinim. Why? The nesinim have, when they're in this gaya, they have an incomplete Kedushas Israel. And the Iser, loisus chatan bom, that Tosfos says that's an Iser deraisa, that you're not allowed to marry the Nesinim after them is Geyer, that's because it's considered like an intermarriage. Ben Geyer to Yisrael, it's not a full Kedushas Yisrael. The Nesinim don't have a full Geyerus. So they have an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael, so that's why there's an Issa. So the Gemara says a Loshen, but if the Yisrael is a Tzuadaka, so he has an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael, he would be allowed to marry Nesinim. And the parallel din would be that a Kohen Tzuadaka has an incomplete Kedushas Kuna, so the Mele, he would be allowed to marry only a Gioris. We wouldn't say the Kohen Tzuadaka would be permitted to marry a Grusha. That's what Rav Soloveitchik understood in the Gemara. Anyway, this is the Ramban, is the third sheet. Nochama. Rashi sheet is that the Nesinim is only an Issa de Rabbanan. The Pasuk Loises Chatan Bom goes Benochri Yusam. And even though in Kiddushin Tovson, so how can you use the verb Loises Chatan Bom? So in our Gemara in Yevamos, that was the Havamin, and that was exactly what was rejected. The Maskon is not so. So Rashi somehow understood. Rashi all over Shas always writes like that. That the Nesinim is only an Issa de Rabbanan. That the Havamin of the Gemara is the Maskon, that Loises Chatan Bom really goes Benochri Yusam. And the Gerusim, it's only an Issa de Rabbanan. It's a make-believe Issa, Eved v'Shivcha. Yeshua goes alayim, and David goes alayim, David goes are Abdus. So we make-believe, we treat them as if they would be make-believe Eved v'Shivcha. Even though Tosfos explains, can't be. Can't take a Ger and make him into an Eved K'nayni. Eved K'nayni is Ein Kiddush and Tofsin. Shivcha is Ein Kiddush and Tofsin. Eved K'nayni is not Chai v'Mitzvus, 100%. It's only Chai v'Mitzvus Keisha. Can't take a Yisrael Gomer, a Ger, and make him into an Eved K'nayni. He can make him into an Eved Ivri, can make him into an Eved K'nayni. So that's what Rashi learns the Pshat. And Tosfos learns, no, Loises Chatan Maskanas, Agmar Loises Chatan goes B'Nochri Yusam, B'Gerusim, after they convert. And it's Lederus, the Psul goes Lederus. And the Ramban has the compromise. The Ramban, Asnazi Pshat, he says the The Zainu Mishin is Gairu. That's an Issa Min HaTorah. They're not allowed to marry a Jewish girl or a Jewish boy. But the next generation are allowed. They're not going to be the next generation. They marry a Ger. We pass in Kal Ger Lo Yikri Kol. The Gerim are permitted to marry Psule Kol. So if they'll marry Gerim, he won't say Avlad Halach Achar Apogum, because Nisinim is not a pogum. Nisinim is just an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael.
What happened with David?
He says, like Rashi, Yeshua and David were goyzer abdus and Mimele shibud. Mimele, they declared that they have a status of a make believe Eved Shivcha.
Meaning even after their Shivcha.
Yeah. They were goyzer doris, the psul goes over the doris. That's only Midirabban. The dorishan of Nesinim is a din deraisa. And the doris that it goes over to the children, avlad halach achra pogum, that's only Midirabban. On the level of deraisa, you can't say avlad halach achra pogum. Because Nesinim is not really a pogrom, it's just an incomplete Kedusha Sisra. There was a fellow who had, this was Halacha Lamaisa, there was a fellow who was a Kohen, and he had a vasectomy. He had a doctor make him into a Ptsua Daka, a Meshugana, and he can't be moiled. And then he fell in love with a non-Jewish girl, and then he decided to become a Baal Tshuva. And then the girl decided to convert. Then the shaila was, he's a kind, is he allowed to marry the Giyaris or not? Is he permitted to marry the Giyaris? So the Gemara says, Kaim tzu adako, we paskan as muta be Giyaris. But then he wanted to reverse the vasectomy. It's reversible, sometimes. It's reversible. So one of the rabbonim wrote Alanga Tshuva, that it should be mutter. Well, vishtarya shtarya. The Gemara has sometimes like that. If a person got married, let's say a kohen marries an almana, a young kohen is 23 years old, marries an almana, fine, he's allowed to marry an almana. And then he lives for many years, and then he's 50 years old, they wanted to appoint him as a kohen gadol. So now he has to divorce his wife. So the Gemara says in Yevamos, he doesn't have to, since when he married Beheter, it was Beheter, holy shtarya shtarya. Since at the time that he got married to the girl, it was mutter, if the erison was Beheter, so he remains with his wife. So this Rav wrote a ganze tshuva that if the kohen was a tzvadak at the time that he married the Gioris, and that says in Shulchan Aruch that it's mutter, so even if we'll straighten him out and we'll reverse it, and no longer be, if it's a daka, he'll be allowed to stay with the gear. So it's, the whole psak is very, 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 very questionable. Yeah.
If it's reversible, is that called up suadaka in the first place?
Yeah. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Zeu psul hachoyza lehechshero. The Gemara says, if a guy's a p'tzua daka, he's also lover b'kol. But if the doctors reverse it, then it becomes muta lover b'kol. The Achrayim use a loshin, and Ebenezer use a loshin, that this din of Tzodaka Khrushchevcha is Mehichas HaRoifim. It depends whether the doctors say he's Roi L'Hoilet and Roi L'Hoilet. So if they treat him in such a way that now he's Roi L'Hoilet, so it's Chayza L'Hetero. Yeah.
What would have been enough if he decides to get married while you're still and then later he changed it, or would it be the same? If he decides to get married while you're still a Khrushchev?
Yeah, that's what they did. He married the girl while he was still a Krusha, Psuadak of Krushavcha. He married the Gioris, that says in Shulchan Aruch that's Mutta. And then the Rabbanim thought, some of the Rabbanim thought that even after he'll reverse the vasectomy, we'll say, Holvishtar Yeshtar. So that's very, very questionable. You've got to go to all the Gemaras. When do you apply Holvishtar? Why not? Sometimes we have such a klal. Let's say a man married Beheter, and then his wife is Mezana. Tachtov, she becomes a Sot Asur al Baal. Is he going to say, since at the time that he married her was Beheter, she remains Beheter? That's a Beferish Pasik, that it's not so. So Manishtana, how come over there you don't say Hol Vishtari? When does it apply, when doesn't it apply? So there is a discussion in Svarim. The Beis Shmuel, Menachas Chinuch has a lot of discussion when it applies. Fine, so this is the famous Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. How do you understand the nature of the Issur of Nesinim? According to Rashi, Nesinim is only an Issur de Rabbanon. The Mishnah, there's a Perik Elohein Aloiken. The third Perik in Malkus, Elohein Aloiken. So, you know that Aloiken, Pasha Pshat goes on Malkus Deraisa, that you give Abraham Yakenu. If a person does an aver, the rabbanon, sometimes we give him makas mardas. What's makas mardas? So some, the Magen Avraham quotes in Hilchas Yantav Sheni Shel Golias, says in the Magen Avraham, if a person does malach and yantav rishon, we give him malchus deraisa. If a person does malach and yantav sheni, the some Rishonim say you give him makas mardas derabbanan. So what's the definition of makas mardas? Some Rishonim say you give him 13. Instead of giving 3 times 13, 39, you give only 13. Whatever the differences are between malchus deraisa and makas mardas derabbanan. So the Mishnah says, Elayin aloikin, the simple pshat in the Mishnah, you give malchus deraisa. And it says, Habo ala mamzeres v'ala nasina. So pasha pshat is that it's an isa deraisa. That's what Tosfos Tanya is over here. From the Mishnah, from Amud Beis, and from all the Gemaras, Tosfos runs to a half of Shas. It sounds in so many different Gemaras, they quote from Yavam, is different Gemaras. Sounds all over that the Nesinim have an Isa deraisa. Not like Rashi, that it's only an Isa derabban. Okay, so that was the Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. So Tosfos defends Rashi. Tosfos says a lot of times you have Agav Grora. The Mishnah there in Elohen Alokin says also that the Koyen marries a Grusha v'chalutza. He gets Malka. So that's black and white. The Gemara says, Imam is Chalutza, it's only Midi Rabbah. So what does it say, Gusha v'Chalutza? So Tosfos has to admit over there that that's Agav Gror. It says, Lav Davke, it's not Meduyak. A Kohen who marries a Chalutza is not going to get Malka's Deraisa. The maximum he's going to get is going to be Malka's Midas Derabbah. So maybe Mamzeris and Nesina also. Mamzeris is for real. Really, Deraisa and Nesina is only Agav Gror. Maybe it's only Midi Rabbah. Okay. So Tosfos writes, you can defend Rashi, but the main thing Tosfos holds Rashi's sheet is indefensible because of the reading in the Gemara, in Yevamos Daf Ayin Ches. Tosfos Taina is that what Rashi said was the Gemara's Havamina, and the Gemara came to the Maskon and rejected that Havamina. Okay. So that's the famous Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Then there's a Shaila, what's the story with Kusis? Who are the Kusim? What is a Kusi? So the Kusim is a story in Tanakh, in Sefer Melachim, that there was a Goyish king, I think, who moved the whole nationality, a whole group of people from Kusa to Eretz Yisrael, and they were over the Avodah Zarah, and they were being attacked by lions. When is the last time you ever heard of a lion attacking someone in Eretz Yisrael? It's not the mountains in the Himalayas. Where are there lions in Eretz Yisrael? So they assumed that it was Min HaShamayim, this was a miracle. They assumed there must be the God of the Jewish people is the God in Eretz Yisrael. They understood there's a different God. This is of the Avodah Zarah's mentality. Every country has a different God, and the God of Eretz Yisrael is Elokei Yisrael, so they have to convert to the Jewish religion. So they converted, but the Pasuk says, Elohim Hayu Avdim. They never had any Kabbalahs on Mitzvah. They didn't keep anything. They didn't even keep Avodah Zarah. So this satisfied the lions. The lions stopped attacking them. The lions were happy. It was the first. That was a gir shalai kalacha. The first gir shalai kalacha was in Shechem, when Yankov Avinu said the brother said our sister Dina can't marry a goy. And they said we'll all convert. What do you mean all convert? You have to convert to commit yourselves to observe Bris Milah, to observe all the mitzvahs. At that time there weren't so many mitzvahs. There were just the Sheva Mitzvah plus Bris Milah. And a little bit more. Intermarriage was an issue. Not so much. So that was a gir, Shalai Kalach also. So the Pasuk says that the Kusim, the original Geris of the Kusim was meaningless. There was no Kabbalah on mitzvah. So the Gemara has, so the Tanaim had a problem. In the days of the Tanaim, the Kusim were observing many of the mitzvahs very meticulously. Others, they were observing mitzvahs in a haphazard fashion. Some mitzvahs they were very medactic in, and other mitzvahs they were mezalzalin. So the Tanaim didn't know what's going on over there. What happened? Their original conversion was meaningless because it was zero Kabbalah on mitzvahs, and they just picked up a couple of mitzvahs by osmosis. They thought the Jews were observing mitzvahs, so they started to observe also. There are non-Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael who pick up, let's say, I remember there was a non-Jewish woman who was a doctor in a hospital in Eretz Yisrael, and they moved to America, and she used to observe Shabbos a little bit, Kashrus a little bit, because in the hospital they had Shabbos and Kashrus, so she used to observe a little bit, and they already had a child, and then she decided she wants to convert, and the husband wants to become observant. when they lived in Russia, he married a non-Jewish woman. And then she started just by osmosis. When she worked in the hospital in Eretz Yisrael, she used to observe some mitzvahs. So the Tanoim had a ganze machlokes. How do you understand this phenomenon, that the Kusim are observing some mitzvahs, yeah, and some mitzvahs, no? So some Tanoim said the Kusim geri aroisein. The whole conversion was because of the lions, and that was not a valid geris because there was no Kabbalah on mitzvahs, and the geris without a Kabbalah on mitzvahs is zero, is meaningless, and the goyim gemurim. And Reb Meir, Tosfos shows from the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Tosfos quotes Bava Kamma Daf Lamed Ches, the Gemara says Reb Meir held not so. A historical machlokes, Reb Meir held not so. It must be the Kusim geri emesein. The original conversion that's described in Sefer Melachim in Tanakh, that was meaningless because there was no Kabbalah or mitzvahs. That was Taka Geri Arois. But the fact that they're Medaktek and Matzah and Gittin, some of the mitzvahs they did observe very meticulously, so this is an indication that there must have been a second Geris, Shuvah Kachnus Geris, there must have been a second Geris, at which time there was a Kabbalah or mitzvahs. And because they lived separately, so they didn't observe all the mitzvahs. They were mezazel some of the mitzvahs, but it must have been that there was a second geris. The original geris was meaningless because a geris without kabbalas on mitzvahs is nothing. Some of the big professors in Eretz Yisrael published down ridiculous stuff that the whole concept that you have to a ger has to have kabbalas on mitzvahs was invented in the 1850s by the Shoyle Meshiv. It's ridiculous. The Gemara says you need kabbalas on mitzvahs. Kabbalas on mitzvahs is leikuva. So they hang on to the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Hoidos HaMitzvahs is not Miyakeh. The Rambam means a different thing. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes in the name of his father. Rabbi Soloveitchik says, Rabbi Chaim Oizer writes, Rabbi Chaim Oizer quotes five Achrayim, say it like that. The Rambam just says the dramatic Kabbalah HaMitzvahs that we have, that the Ger stands in the mikveh in up to his neck in water. And then the Bezdin asks him, do you reject the Trinity? Do you reject Lava the Zohar? Do you believe in monotheism? Do you believe in Torah Men HaShemayim? Do you believe in Torah Shemal Peh? Do you commit yourself to observe all the mitzvahs thereis, all the mitzvahs Rabban, give tzedakah, and so on? So you have the Kabbalah on mitzvahs repeated right before he's about to be tovel in the mikveh. So the drama of the Kabbalah on mitzvahs, that's not Miyakeh. But he certainly has to have a Kabbalah on mitzvahs. He has to commit himself to observe mitzvahs. A geris without Kabbalah on mitzvahs, nothing but nothing. It was clearly not invented in the 1850s. Sholem Eishah didn't invent anything. That's the din deraisa, the geris without kavod. It's ridiculous. A non-Jew just says, I want to join the Jewish people, so it becomes Jewish. That's ridiculous. The Tanoim had a whole machlokes, how much of the procedure of geris is miyakev. The Gemara in Yevamos, one Tana holds that the mila is miyakev, the tefila is not miyakev. One Tana holds that the tefila is miyakev, the mila is not miyakev. And we paskin, you need Mila and you need Tefillah. The Gemara had a whole machlokes at Tanaim, and the Gemara comes to the Maskana, you need both Mila and Tefillah. But that Kabbalah on mitzvahs, that's elementary. Of course you need. That's the essence of Geris, is Kabbalah on mitzvahs. So here, this was an ongoing debate in the days of the Tanaim, whether the Kusim were Geri Aroyas. The only Geris that they ever underwent was the original Geris in the days of the Tanakh, and that was not a valid geris. They only converted mipachad ha'royas, because of the pachad from the lines. There never was a kabbalah on mitzvahs. Or should be assumed that shub nizgara b'lev sholem. Maybe at some later time in history there was a geris. So we assume shub nizgara b'lev sholem. But then the Gemara says that's Reb Meir's opinion. This was a debate for a few generations. From our beginning of Chulin, quotes, in every generation had this maplekes, in the days of the Tanoim. And then Reb Meir sent some of his students to spy on the Kusim to see what's doing by them. So he found one of the groups of the Kusim were worshipping Avodah Zarah on Hagrizim. So Reb Meir said, that's it, we've had it with them. He was Loizazim Misham, Ashasom, Akim Gemurim L'chol Devreim. Reb Meir declared that the Kusim have a din like Goyim. They're not considered Jewish, they have a din like Goyim. So that's a big machlokes harishonim. What does that mean? You can take a Jew and declare him as a non-Jew, just like that. We just had the Tosfos. You can't take a Jew and declare him as an Evik Knaini or a Shivcha Knainis. You can be Goyzer because of Hefke Bez Nefka. I can be Goyzer Shibud on a Jew. I can say, you have to serve the Jewish people, just like Hefke Bez Nefka. just like the person himself can obligate himself to work for someone else, so the desdin can be done on him that he has to work. And then they can declare that since you are in a certain sense an eved, so we declare that you have a make-believe din of an eved k'nani. It can't be a real eved k'nani. That's what Tosafot says. You can't take a ger and declare him as an eved k'nani. So they have a make-believe din of eved k'nani. So that's the shayla over here. What do you mean? Lozazam isham, achasom, ka'akum gurim l'chol derem. They declare that the kusim have a din. Like goim gmurim l'chol dover, bein l'hokal, bein l'achmer. It just means l'achmer. That if the kusi will shech the behemah, we'll say shchitas and avela. We'll say l'chumre, as if shchitas and avela. And if the kusi wants to make an heir of the chatzeris, but the rest of the people living in his chatzer, so we say the kusi is like an akum, and he can't participate in every chatzeris. Whenever you need a Jew, so you say the kusi is not considered Jewish. But let's say the kusi dies, you're going to say he's not metami ba'ohel, because they were goyzer, the kusim have a din of kak mechol derem. So in Yeridaya, in Ebenezer, that's a big machlekes harishayim. They quote the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis in the end of Nida. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis, the end of Nida, that the kusim after the gzer are no longer metame ba'ohel. And if they have a kesim, there's no din of Nida by kusim. Bein l'hokal, bein l'hachmer. And if a kusi is mekadosh and isha, and kedush and tofsin, that the bezin has a right to declare a person who floated, if you have a group of people who floated away from mainstream Judaism, that it doesn't look like a regular Jew, so the bezin has the ability to declare that they have a din of goyim gemurim.
Can we see that by Hashem, by God, like in Yibamus?
Right. The Gemara has this by the end of the first parak in Yevamos. The Gemara says one opinion is that a nochri b'zmanazeh shekidush asuisha is a safi kiddushin. Maybe he's from the lost ten tribes. Maybe he's from the Aseres Hashvatim who intermarried. So maybe he's mother's mother all the way back till the Golus of the time of the Churban Bais Rishon. Maybe he's really from the Aseres Hashvatim. So Akum Shekidush Aisha Bismanazah Khoshishim Lakidush, maybe he's really Jewish. Then the Gemara says we don't paskin like that because the Pasuk says in Treyosa, Bashem Bagodu Kiborim Zorim Yolodu, that since they floated away so far away from mainstream Judaism and the intermarried and so on, so the Gemara has the exact same lashon, Lazaza Mishama Shasam Ka Akum Gmurim Lachol de Ram. So there the Gemara says the Pharisee said it's even the Hokel, that the Aseres Hashvatim lost their status as Jewish. So that's a big machlekes harishayim. Is that a hayra shah once in the history of the world only applies to the Aseres Hashvatim? Or does it apply to any group of individuals who, like the kusim, they floated away so far away from mainstream Judaism that it doesn't look like they're Jewish anymore? So the Bezna has the ability to declare that the whole group is not Jewish. Or maybe if she'd even apply to one individual person, a Jewish person converts to another religion. Goodbye, Charlie. Maybe once he converts to another religion, he becomes a goy. So there is a passage in Ovis de Ramnosen, which is quoted in Yeridaya, in Hilchas Geirim, that if a Jew converted to a different religion and he wants to become Jewish again, he has to undergo Geirus. He has to be toivel in a mikveh. Then it says in Yeridaya, he has to have hatofas dam bris. Even as a baby, he had a bris milah. Once he converts, he became a nochri. Once he becomes Jewish again, he needs hatofas dam bris. So that's a big machlokes, whether that's deraisa or derabbanan. So there were many geonim who were of the opinion that a Jew who converts to another religion is mamish dina ka'akum. He loses his kedushas Yisrael. And apparently they based it on that pasuk, Bashem Bagodu. So the Sri Yesh has this whole tshuva where he points out there are three opinions in the Rishonim and the Gaon. One opinion is that that pasuk Bashem Bagodu Kibbonim Zarim Yolodu was only Hayrasha once in the history of the world by the Aseres Hashvatim. The other sheet is no, it's not a Hayrasha once in the history of the world. It applies whenever there's a whole group of Jews who float away so far away from mainstream Judaism, and the Bezin declares that they should be Dina Kakam, then they lose the Kedushas Yisrael. And the third opinion is the Shita Sagainim, that even any individual Jew who converts to another religion loses his Kedushas Yisrael Min HaTorah. Ayde Gemara says If you have a Jew who converts to another religion, he's Mekadosh and Isha, so Kiddushin Atosin, then she needs a get. So the Gaonim say that's only Midirabbanan, Shema Yachsa B'tshuva. But Minatara, she doesn't really need a get because ain't Kiddushin Tosin. So that's a big machlokes of Rishonim. There are three shitas. What do you learn out from that pasuk?
Just to go back on the Kuzim is talking. Oh, I think Rebbe said in May that it was machlokes from the Gemara as to whether the Nachri
is machlokes atanaim. Yeah, whether Nachri is matami ba'ol. The Rambam paskin is that a Nachri is not matami ba'ol. Tosis holds not so. We should not paskin like Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Tosis thinks we should paskin like the Chacham that a Nachri is matami ba'ol. When Shulchan Aruch, they assume, like the Rambam, Mikra Adin and Nachri is not Metami Boyal, and Kohanim should be Machmer not to come in contact with Mesa Yakim Boyal. They write it as a Chumr. So Nachamal, so Tosis is not happy with what Rashi wrote. Rashi writes on the Mishnah, Haboal Akusis is Chayiv, even though there's an Isser, even though there's no Loisei Elisha, still you have to pay the Chamishim Shekel Kesav Abaynes. So Rashi says the Kusis is a Geri Arois and she's a Nachris. So Tosfos said that's utterly ridiculous. The Gemara is all over the place. That Abuala Nachris, you're not chayv to pay Chamishim Shekel Kesef. Tosfos makes Diyukim. What didn't he Diyukim? Zovin and Mishnai. Abuala Nachris, there's no Chamishim Shekel Kesef. So the Rashi is a Pella when Rashi says that the Kusis, the Geris is Geri Arois. It's a Beferish not so. That's a very Shverer Rashi. Tosfos doesn't have any way to defend the previous. Tosfos at least defended that Rashi by the Nesinim, but this Rashi is really very difficult. Good. So what do we know so far? There are three opinions regarding Oynes. We paskin like the Mishnah that Oynes not only by Ksheri, Machayvi Lav, and even by Machayvi Krisis, where there's no Havaya. Well, let's see, Elisha, there isn't any Tfisis issues. And then there were two Tanaim who disagreed with either all of the Mishnah. Either they disagreed with Chavi Lav and Chavi Krisis, or at least they disagreed with the Chavi Krisis, but we don't pass like that, we pass like the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says that you only say Kamle b'derabi minei by Misa, afal pishein b'yikores, ein b'ha Misa's bezni. You don't apply Kamle b'derabi minei by Kores. Kores doesn't pater from Tashlum Imam. So the Gemara points this out. On about 10 lines from the top of Laman and Aleph, the Gemara says, La Pukim with Rabbi Chunya ben Akone, the Tanya. Rabbi Chunya ben Akone was a Tana, Hoya Oises Yom Kippurim, Kishabas lit Tashlumen. What do you mean, Oises Yom Kippurim, Kishabas? There's a Mishnah in Bava Kama, Serv Kedisha Shal Chaver, Bishabas, Patur. If I burn down your barn, I'm an Adam Amazak, I have to pay. If I burn down your barn on Shabbos, I don't pay because come Levi the Rabbi Mine. So what if I burn Serv Kedisha Shal Chaver, Yom Kippur? Then the Mishnah says you do pay, because Yom Kippur is only Koris, there's no Misa. And Rabbi Chunya ben Akone disagrees with the Mishnah. Hayosos Yom Kippurim Kishabbos. Sarif Kedisha Shal Chaver B'Yom Kippur is also Potter. So the Gemara is going to have, so we don't paskin like Rabbi Chunya ben Akone, we paskin like the Mishnah. The Koris does not Potter, but within Rabbi Chunya ben Akone, the Gemara has a machloikis between Abai V'Rava, what is the Mokker? The Gemara is going to have an Afkamina Ledina. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, tomorrow morning I have to start the shiur right away at 9 o'clock, so try to be here on time, because I have to leave early.